behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I should do this, saith Yahweh of hosts. It's quite amazing the intensity you can create by reading part of that chapter in Malachi chapter 4 by adding a little bit of reverb. The intensity, almost a fear. These are the words of God, prophetic words of God, warning us of what is to come. Shall we continue? Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Hi, everyone. I am Ray Gauchet. Welcome to this edition of Bible Break. If you're listening to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast on our podcast, or watching on our YouTube channels, like Truth and Testimony on YouTube, as well as Rumble, or Life on the Road with Yeshua and Trucker Ray. Pleasure to have you viewing and listening. The title of this message, Rumors of Wars, No More Wars. I wanted to share with you a little eschatology, a little prophecy out of the Word of God. Now, the Word of God has over 30% prophecy, which means the Lord wants us to know what is to come so we can prepare. There's no way a loving father is not going to prepare his children for what is to come, to give us opportunity to repent and to make things right. This is a very scary chapter in Malachi. It's a very short one. It's only 6 verses. It sounds terrifying. And some of you might say, well, how can a loving God terrifies children? All of this must come to pass because the earth must be purified. Well, and eventually it will be destroyed, and we will have a new earth and a new heaven. But judgment must come on this earth for the evil that is just everywhere. And some might say, well, why does the Lord even allow this? For whatever purpose, whatever reason, the Lord allows this because he has given us a free will. Some might also say, well, why doesn't God just, you know, get rid of all the evil on the earth and get rid of the devil and everything and make everybody love him and everybody's happy? Again, we'd be like a bunch of robots running around. We wouldn't even have a free will. He's given us a free will. He's even given the angels of heaven a free will. Therefore, a third of them defected and went with Satan when they departed and decided to rebel against God. And they will be dealt with at the end of time. But I'm going to be reading, as I was reading out of Malachi, I wanted to read to you a little bit of what is to come. And as we read into this, you could see, visualize the intensity of all of this. But just to be able to set the stage, I wanted to read to you Malachi chapter 4 to show you. Yeah, to set the stage. So why don't we begin with a prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing book. We thank you for sharing this with us and providing us the prophecy in this book, that we would be warned, that we would know what's to come, where we can prepare for it. Please help me to read this and convey this, where people will understand, please use me, Lord, to help others draw closer to you. I pray in Yeshua's name. Amen. Now, I could read to you the entire chapter of Mark 13, but we don't need to go that far. Why don't I just start off with verse 14? And I like to read through and then comment as I go through. That's just the way I do things. And I also want to make sure that you have your own Bible where you can look at this yourself and you can draw your conclusions on what I am reading. I'm never, ever going to claim to be 100% right. I'm just not going to do that. I would rather you read for yourself so you can see and discern for yourself what I am reading and what I'm sharing with you is actually truth or not. Now, let's just go back a little bit before we get into this. I'm going to paint a picture for you. 3 years have passed since a man has come to power who has all the answers. Maybe he stopped some wars. Maybe he stopped the depression. Maybe he's brought the entire planet out of recession. He's had all the answers. He's called the Antichrist. So for the first 3.5 years, well, I'm saying that I'm guessing most of the earth is going to be quite happy, except for the believers, because they know what's going on. And there will be persecution for believers because we will not accept that man and what he's doing. There will be major persecution against Christians and believers. So right now we're 3.5 years into his reign. Total, his reign is 7 years. So 3.5 years into it is where we begin. Verse 14. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand then, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. When you see the abomination of desolation, what could that be? Well, because of AI and holograms, we don't know. He may set up some kind of an image in the new temple, because the Bible does tell us that the third temple will be built. It will be constructed, because he has to walk into the temple and claim to be God. Could this be? Could this be the abomination of desolation spoken of? Possibly. Or simply that he just goes in there to claim to be God, puts up an image of himself, and that is enough in itself to be a desolation to that temple. Because that temple, when it does get rebuilt, is going to be for Yahweh. And I do believe it's going to be built during the Antichrist's reign, because it's his way to fool everybody, thinking everything is going well. The peace treaty in Israel, the new temple's being built. How wonderful is this man? But he had a plan, and we're seeing it unfold right now. And let them that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. This is serious. The abomination of desolation happens, and now Yeshua is saying, don't even go down, even get your shoes. Get out. And let them that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garments. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. If you're pregnant, that journey is going to be tough. You're being told to flee. There is speculation that Petra in Jordan, that massive stone fortress, which I would absolutely love to visit, that will be the place where the Jews will go to hide. And that is where Yahweh will protect them for 3.5 years. And this will enrage the Antichrist. Verse 18, and pray ye that your flight not be in the wintertime. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which Elohim created unto this time, neither shall be. So now the children of Israel are fleeing. This is enraging the Antichrist like crazy, because his objection, the devil's objection, is to destroy the children of Israel for several reasons. He's been trying to do this since the beginning of time. As far back as I can remember, by reading the Bible, that is. During the time when they were in Egypt, the world wars. Look what's going on now. You've got Iran constantly threatening Israel. Go back to World War II, the Holocaust. The devil has been trying to destroy the Jews since the beginning, because God has made a promise that he will reign over them. And because they are, the chosen ones, the enemy hates them. And if he can prevent Yahweh, Yeshua, from reigning over them, as he promised, if he can destroy those Jews, well, then he can call God a liar. Oh, you didn't fulfill this? Look, they're all gone. That's why it doesn't matter what Iran does or what they try to do, he will never wipe out the Jews, because God will not allow it. He fulfills his promises. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. Verse 20, and except that Yahweh has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. So he has shortened the days, or all flesh would be devoured. Maybe nuclear holocaust over the entire planet. Who knows? Some say there's going to be a massive nuclear war. I don't agree with that. It doesn't work out during these days. Right now, during this time of the Antichrist is reigning, it says that people are going on, giving in marriage, etc. You see that. If there's a massive holocaust, how can that all happen? There could be a nuclear strike somewhere between now and then. But I don't believe there's going to be a worldwide one. Excuse my nose. Verse 21. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is the Messiah, or lo, here is there, or he is there, believe him not. So when you see the false prophets out there saying, no, Yeshua's over there, or he's here, don't believe it, because there will be false prophets, false messiahs. For false messiahs and false prophets shall arise and shall shew signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Even you would be, I don't care how good of a Christian you are, even you would be fooled by these people if it wasn't for the discernment that the Holy Spirit has given you. Verse 23, but take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. That's a sign. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Okay, grand entrance here. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and gather together the elect from the four winds, from the utmost part of the earth to the utmost part of heaven. I believe that's the rapture. Some of you may not agree with me, but that is a resurrection to me. Some will be taken out of the ground, resurrected, and others will be just taken up, the rapture. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. You got leaves and figs, you know that summer's here. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. When you see all of these things happening, the abomination of desolation, when a man takes power, the temple's being built, you better be ready, because it couldn't be more clear. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things are done. When that generation sees all these things happening, it's coming. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. If anyone's confused about that, it's because there will be a new earth and there will be a new heaven after the thousand-year millennial period, tells us in Revelation. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Now, this is just my opinion. I believe that when Yeshua was on the earth, as Scripture says in Isaiah, he was made a little lower than the angels. I believe, and this is just my own thinking, that perhaps at that time when Yeshua was speaking this, he was not aware when his return would be, because he still had a mission. He still had a job to do. But I believe now that he sits next to the Father, I think he knows. I think he knows when he's going to return, because they're in perfect agreement. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all perfect agreement with one another. How can he not know when he's coming back? That's just my opinion. Verse 33, take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. We certainly won't know. For the Son of Man is as a man taken a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the potter to watch. Or porter, rather. I'm sorry. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. You don't want to be sleeping, and it's not talking about having a nap. It means unprepared. Unprepared, not paying attention to what's going on. Living a secular life, not watching for his return. 37. And what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch! Now we're going to move over quickly to Isaiah. It's not very long, but I found it very, very important to read this. It's only a few verses, because it's about the millennial period. Now we know all this stuff's going to happen. We know that the Antichrist is going to be reigning for 6 or 7 years. We know there's going to be a lot of tribulation on the earth. There's going to be crazy stuff going on. But when Yeshua returns, everything changes. I really believe this is our blessed hope. When Yeshua returns and comes to reign, everything changes. I know how excited people are about having a new president or prime minister in our countries. But when Yeshua comes back, oh my goodness, it's going to be glorious. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 2. And we'll start right with verse 1, and we'll go to verse 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Look at that. All nations, the whole world, shall come to the mountain. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountains of Yahweh, to the house of Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. To me, that is so exciting. Wherever we may be, I personally want to be right in Jerusalem when this is all going down. I mean, when he is reigning. I don't know if I'd want to be anywhere else on the earth. but we will be able to come to Jerusalem and he will teach us his ways. No wars. No death. This is during the 1,000-year millennium, by the way. No wars. No evil. There will still be evil in men's hearts because there will still be human beings that will be on the planet during the millennial period. Because the children of Israel fled into the hills of Jordan, Mecca. And when Yeshua comes back, he will reign over them. They will go into the millennial period as well as the Christians, those that were resurrected and raptured. They will reign with Christ over them. And anybody else that was on the earth during the time the Antichrist was reigning who did not take the mark, they will also be on the earth during the millennial period. But I think if anybody did not take the mark, they have obviously gave their life to Christ and they would have been resurrected. But who knows? There might be some people on the earth that never made a decision. And then they will have that opportunity during the millennial period. Because believe it or not, at the end of that millennial period, some people will reject Jesus, even though he was reigning perfectly for 1,000 years. The thought of that boggles my mind. All right, where are we here? Verse 4. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Wow. No more war. They will turn their weapons into utensils to farm. It's just amazing. So at the very beginning of this Bible break, it was intense. We know what's coming. It sounds scary, but it's to rid the earth of the evil. There's going to be 1,000 years that are going to be absolutely amazing. But at the end, Yeshua releases Satan for a short time because during this 1,000-year millennium, he's bound. He's bound in chains, but he is released at the end of the 1,000-year millennium. And you might think, why? Why would he do that? Because there's still people on the earth procreating during that 1,000 years. They still have that human heart. And he releases Satan for a very short time to weed out the evil weeds in there. And people will go on his side. They will build a ridiculous coalition against Yeshua. It says in Scripture, in Revelation, they will circle around Jerusalem. They'll get ready to attack. And then fire comes down from heaven and wipes them all out. Who knows how long they take to gather together. Okay, we're getting ready to go after Jesus. Are you ready? Father, now. Gone. And then after that, everything is said and done. And the new earth and the new heaven are created. Well, friends, I really do hope you've enjoyed this. I hope this was informative. And I kind of hope it made you a little bit nervous, too, in a wonderful way. So you can be prepared. This is not a laughing matter. Until next time, everyone, God bless you all in the name of Yeshua. Bye for now.